Good morning. We are so glad to have you worshiping with us here at Shores Baptist today. We have a lot of happenings this month, so I pray that you will grab one of the monthly calendars or visit us online at SBWC for all scheduled monthly activities. November birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all of our members and friends who are celebrating this month. May the light of the Lord shine upon you and grant you much happiness on this special occasion for many more years to come. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all of you. Christian education. Please join us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for our Sunday biblical teaching. This month, we're exploring the book of Galatians in the main sanctuary for all ages. Tuesday Bible study is offered at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. This month, we invite you to come out and learn how to fight your battles with the Word of God. New Believers and New Members Class Part 2 will begin Wednesday, November 30th at 5:30 p.m. for 6 weeks. For those who have completed Part 1, please mark your calendars. And also, our youth ministry meets every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. in the fellowship hall with Sister Alice Reed. We encourage you to lean in and to learn more about the Word of God. SBWC safety protocols. The wearing of masks is still mandatory at Shores Baptist within the sanctuary. We have several groups of people with certain health conditions that are at a higher risk of becoming severely ill if they contact COVID-19. Wearing a medical face mask, it protects you and them against infection. The World Health Organization has stated that face masks are not harmful. They do not cause a lack of oxygen or carbon dioxide poisoning. We understand the wearing of a face mask may sometimes be a little uncomfortable for some, so please be sure to wear one that fits you well. Thank you so much for complying with this request. Help wanted. We are still in need of ushers. If you would like to serve on the usher board, please contact Sister Jackie Birch. Also, we are also still in need of those who would like to help in our food pantry on Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're interested in helping on this ministry, please either contact Lady Melissa Garner or Sister Grace Malcolm. We would love to have you. Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a day to honor those who serve and those who have the fortune of coming back home. America's veterans should be honored every day of the year. But Friday, November the 11th, is a national day to recognize the sacrifices of our nation's heroes. If you know someone who has served or is still serving, take a moment to tell them thank you. And speaking of thank you, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. So please mark your calendars for November 24th. The Lord has blessed us once again to be able to pass out 100 Thanksgiving meals this year from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Sign-up forms are located in the foyer. But please remember, all forms must be returned by next Sunday, November 13th, to Lady Melissa Garner or Sister Claudia Owen. Women of Worth. Attention all ladies. SBWC Women of Worth will be joining forces with the Women Add Value, hosted by Minister Maricel Santana, for a global summit titled The Seven Mountains of Social Influence, December 16th and 17th. Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade, developed a God-given, world-changing strategy. His mandate was to bring godly change to a nation by reaching its seven spheres or mountains of social influence. which are religion, family, education, government, media, art, entertainment, and businesses. He concluded that in order to truly transform any nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ, these seven facets of society must be reached. So please be on the lookout for more information concerning this two-day conference in D.C. The main principle behind tithing and giving is the fact that what we do with our money shows where our heart is. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." When we're able to give 10% or more of our income instead of keeping that money for ourselves, it shows that our heart isn't tied up to our money and that we love God's commandments more than our money. There are several ways that you can tithe here at Shores Baptist. You can go on sbw.center and click Give. You can also text SBWC and the gift amount to 73256. Use the Givelify app, the church drop slot, or by mail at 414 Silver Road. God loves a cheerful giver, and we appreciate your gift. This concludes this month's announcements. Have a blessed day in the Lord.